Hello and welcome to another worldwide podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the book of Romans. We're in chapter 13 today as we begin with verses 1 through 4. Let every person be subordinate to the higher authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those that exist have been established by God. Therefore, whoever resists authority opposes what God has appointed, and those who oppose it will bring judgment upon themselves. For rulers are not a cause of fear to good conduct, but to evil. Do you wish to have no fear of authority? Then do what is good, and you will receive approval from it, for it is a servant of God for your good. But if you do evil, be afraid, for it does not bear the sword without purpose. It is the servant of God to inflict wrath on the evildoer. The law of the land will protect you by keeping your head out of the sand, living without fear, and piety's response to humanity in Christ overcomes the fear of those appointed that sometimes we jeer, although God asks us to obey those assigned by doing good over evil, with humility and zeal, for our Maker is instructing by the practice we seal. Remember, as Paul instructs today, if you do evil, be afraid, for it does not bear the sword without purpose. It is the servant of God to inflict wrath on the evildoer. Be prepared to admonish those even when the society says, leave them alone. We must not condone, but instill the omnipotence of God in correcting the mistakes by the wrath God instilled to remain anointed, with prayer as your tool, and the word as your weapon, and the beauty of God will come through in the light of Christ Jesus, we proclaim. Practice, pray, proclaim. Ha! The name of Jesus. Amen? Join us in our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord, please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to pray for our two children, the oldest, especially, Alexandra and Alan, and our other three children, Gabriel, Julian, and Alan, and Jeffrey. We pray for our grandchildren, Oliver and Elliot. Oliver is celebrating his 6th birthday soon, and Julian is back home with his parents. It's a joy to have him with us. Continue to pray for those who are dying each day, as we always pray for those that we've asked to pray for, and those that we've said that we would pray for. And we pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Romans 13. It's in verses 1 through 4. It's an ongoing poem, 3 stanzas. It's titled, Evil Do, Afraid Be. Authorities higher, subordinate be. God authority, God established. Opposing authority opposes God's appointment. See, themselves judgment bring ravished. Fear not rulers assigned. Many are evil and blind. Conduct good, fearing not the sublime. Approval receive, doing good without rhyme. Evil do, afraid be. Purpose sword received free. Evil doer, wrath inflict, voicing me, God's servant. Obedience always agrees. In the name of Jesus, amen. I'm Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's January 10th, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 7:09 Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on universalutterings.org. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be spirit-led, God-inspired Christ fan. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. Well, if you're still hanging out with us, we still got about 45 seconds to close our podcast out today. We're going to be shooting every day for 7 minutes, 7:03 mark. And that'll give us the opportunity to still do a little bit of impromptu work as we close each day as we've done in the past. We just lift up the name of Jesus and things that seem to have so much wrath. We have to give them our diligence and our God-appointed wrath. It's impounding the beauty of instructing. It's not being afraid or worried or vast. It's being obedient to God's truth. Not opposing authority, but opposing evil as wrath. Amen. Thanks again for joining us. Have a great day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. As we close today in silence, in the name of Jesus, thanking the Almighty Jesus. 7:04. In the sweet name of Jesus. Thanks for joining us.